This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. A strong earthquake struck Friday in the Aegean Sea between the Turkish coast and the Greek island of Samos, killing at least 14 people and injuring hundreds amid collapsed buildings and flooding. We get more from AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Emergency workers rescuing a person trapped in rubble. Turkey's official Anadolu news agency says work continues pulling the injured from wrecked buildings in the Izmir region. Turkey's disaster and emergency management presidency says the earthquake was centered in the Aegean Sea at a depth of 10 miles and registered at a 6.6 magnitude, while U.S. experts put it at more like 7. Multiple shocks have struck the region. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
France stepped up security nationwide on Friday to guard against new Islamist attacks following the fatal stabbings at a church in Nice, while Muslims in other countries protested in the streets over perceived French slights to the Prophet Muhammad. President Emmanuel Macron has deployed thousands of soldiers to protect sites such as places of worship and schools. France's security alert was at its highest level in response to the second deadly knife attack in its cities in 2 weeks. Police were holding a 21-year-old Tunisian migrant over the attack in Nice, in which a man shouting Allah Akbar decapitated one woman and killed two other people in the Notre Dame Basilica on Thursday. The attack took place at a time of swelling anger among many Muslims across the globe over the issue of French cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad, which they deem to be insulting and blasphemous. Stocks are trending lower on Wall Street, with the Dow Jones Industrials, the S&P 500, and the NASDAQ all in negative territory with about 1 hour left in the trading day. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden are focusing on the Midwest in the final sprint to Election Day. AP's Sagar Meghani has details.
President Trump and Joe Biden are focusing on the Midwest in the final sprint to Election Day. For Biden, there are stops today in Iowa and Wisconsin, which both backed the president 4 years ago. But he's also having an event in Minnesota, a Democratic stronghold.
I don't take anything for granted. We're going to work for every single vote up to the last minute.
The president will be in Minnesota, too.
I think it's going to flip for the first time since 1972.
He's also on the defensive, with events today in Michigan and Wisconsin, where he won in 2016. More than 80 million Americans have already voted early, including more than 9 million Texans, exceeding the total number of ballots cast 4 years ago in what was the nation's most reliably Republican state, but one that may become a battleground. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A Kenyan court on Friday sentenced two men to serve 18 years in prison for conspiring with al-Shabaab extremists who killed 67 people at Nairobi's Westgate shopping mall in 2013. The chief magistrate said the offense committed was serious, devastating, destructive, and called for punishment by the court in handing down the terms of the sentence in a Nairobi courtroom. Belarus President Alexander Lukashenko held a meeting with his new security chiefs Friday following a reshuffle as he seeks to tighten his grip on power after months of unprecedented protests. The former Soviet nation has witnessed huge demonstrations since the 66-year-old strongman claimed a landslide victory in August in a presidential election that opponents say was rigged. On Friday, Lukashenko appointed a new police chief for the capital, Minsk. On Thursday, he replaced his interior minister and closed land borders with EU members Poland, Lithuania, Latvia, as well as Ukraine, citing the coronavirus pandemic. Wages and benefits for U.S. workers have been growing at a sluggish pace as employers hold the line on pay gains during the coronavirus pandemic. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
Total compensation for U.S. workers rose 0.5% in the third quarter. The Labor Department says that's the same as the second quarter and down from 0.8% in the first quarter. For the year ending in September, wages and benefits increased 2.4%, the slowest pace in 3 years. The figure suggests that businesses are closely watching labor costs as they recall millions of workers who were laid off in March and April. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.